Good afternoon. That upper level disturbance that induced all the rain over the last couple of days continues to spin and weaken off to our south in parts of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. This disturbance will be far enough away today to allow for more sunshine to break through, and that sun will lead to significantly milder temperatures today, with readings continue to climb through the upper 60s and into the lower 70s. High pressure is building in from the Great Lakes. It'll control our weather into the night tonight, keeping it clear. And it'll be relatively but seasonably cool with temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s. This will lead to a sunny start to the day tomorrow, but that same disturbance that slid off to the south will have to lift back through. It'll do so in a much weaker state during the day tomorrow, and we will see some clouds mixing with sunshine and just the outside risk of a passing shower as it slides on by. This will leave us with drier weather for Thursday night. However, another front will approach for the day on Friday, and this next front will bring an increased chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, but not an all-day rain for Friday. Temperatures on Friday will be back into the lower 70s. After this system kicks out, we run the risk of a leftover shower Saturday, but the trend will be toward improving and warmer weather as we head through the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds otherwise, Saturday afternoon's highs will be near 80, and with mostly sunny skies into the mid-80s on Sunday. A large and dominating area of high pressure aloft will move in during the day on Monday, and this will push temperatures toward the 90-degree mark as a southwest wind brings in more humidity. Right now, it looks like the warm to hot weather will continue for the first half of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, tropical moisture south of a stalled front will lead to more heavy rain and localized flooding across parts of Florida and the southeast today. Flood watches and warnings are in effect for South Florida, including Miami and Fort Lauderdale, as well as the northeastern part of the state, including Jacksonville. Otherwise, it appears that a large-scale shift in the weather pattern is in store for the continental United States during the next few days as an upper-level ridge that is bringing warmer-than-normal temperatures with scattered thunderstorms in the Rockies will begin to break down, and a trough over the northeastern Pacific Ocean develops into a cutoff low and slowly moves toward the Pacific Northwest. Widespread rain, along with strengthening winds, are expected to reach the Pacific Northwest down to Northern California tomorrow, ahead of the next strong cold front. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Kamloops, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, upper 60s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 95 set in 1999, and the record low 37 in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and milder today with highs in the lower 70s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any clouds will give way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and milder today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine through the day today, milder with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine through the day, milder with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a passing shower, but mostly dry, mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm Friday, lower 70s. The risk of a passing shower Saturday, otherwise mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds near 80. Mostly sunny, breezy, warm, mid-80s Sunday. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid Monday near 90, and continued very warm to hot and humid on Tuesday with hazy sun in the upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.